I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko and we're answering this question from listener Joe.
Why is it so? I can sit with a Sudoku until I have no idea what to do next, so I leave it. When I go back to it later, I always find new possibilities straight away.
Great question, Joe. When continuously doing the same thing over and over again, our brains become tired and non-responsive. Have you ever experienced when you repeat a word over and over? It tends to lose its meaning, and you might even get to the point of wondering how it ever seemed like a proper word in the first place. This is called semantic satiation, and Alejandro Lieras, professor in psychology from the University of Illinois, is here to help me explain.
Hi, James. One interesting aspect of the ways neuronal activity fails is that it works in a sort of neighborhood manner. If I ask you, for example, to quickly name all the vegetables that you know, you will start strong, and after uttering several vegetable words, you will suddenly find yourself stuck, well before you finish saying all the vegetables you do know. Words that usually would come to mind, like avocado or cucumber, might simply not be there in your mind for you to utter.
It's not that you don't know these words. It's that the continual retrieval of the same sort of information from your semantic network is consistently activating all the words that you did manage to say, and this effort gets those concepts, as well as nearby ones, tired, so to speak.
Your brain feels it has exhausted all possible vegetable names because A, you were doing the same thing over and over again, and B, these acts of retrieval tire not just the specific instances that you did retrieve, but also some of their nearby neighbors.
If you wait for a while, some of the neighboring neural fatigue will lift. Changing what you're doing will also relieve the fatigue on the goal itself. It will seem easier to re-engage with the task of naming vegetables if, for a few minutes, you do a completely different task.
This is exactly analogous to what is happening with your Sudoku solutions. You keep trying to do the same thing and activating the same set of non-working solutions, which has the effect of basically hiding from you neighboring thoughts or solutions that you could have had otherwise. A break will lift this neuronal fatigue. You will be able to re-engage with full vigor on the task of solving your puzzle, and some of those recently hidden thoughts will be free to enter your awareness, suggesting solutions that you have not tried before. Voila!
So, Joe, when doing the same thing over and over again, neuronal activity can become tired and non-responsive, leading to nearby concepts becoming difficult to reach for. Taking a break and doing a different task can relieve this neuronal fatigue and allow for re-engagement with the original task, potentially bringing to mind solutions that were previously hidden, just like on your Sudoku puzzle. Next week, we'll be tackling another great question sent in by a listener. So if you've got any questions yourself that you'd like us to have a go at, send them by email to chris@nakedscientists.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.